Record amounts of rainfall from Hurricane Matthew inundated roads and homes across the state over the weekend. It brought down trees, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of customers, and killed at least 8 people as of Sunday night. But the worst may still be yet to come, at least for some. Since much of the rain was inland, streams and rivers that flow east are expected to crest later this week. That could mean the most serious flooding since Hurricane Floyd 17 years ago. Dave DeWitt reports.
Governor Pat McCrory laid out the fear in plain language yesterday.
Water can kill. And that's exactly what has happened, sadly, in North Carolina. And we still have those dangers ahead of us.
What's ahead for many down east could be historic. The Tar River is expected to crest in Greenville Wednesday at more than 26 feet. At 24 feet, water is predicted to flood the streets downtown. In Kinston, the Neuse River will likely hit 28 feet on Thursday. Officials say that would trigger, quote, disastrous flooding of businesses and homes. Matthew Starr is the Upper Neuse River keeper.
It's kind of hard to grasp, but the forecasted projections for those downstream communities is higher than what it was during Floyd.
Hurricane Floyd is a touchstone for many in eastern North Carolina. The 1999 storm wasn't an especially hard hit on the coast, but when the rain that soaked the Piedmont came roaring downstream, the Neuse, Roanoke, Tar, and other rivers exceeded 500-year flood levels. And the water was a toxic stew of hog waste, human waste, and other harmful contaminants.
How flooded our rivers and streams are, I think we'll see kind of any type of pollution that you can think of, which is obviously not a good thing.
The Department of Environmental Quality says no coal ash ponds are threatened by flooding at this time. It's unknown yet if the tens of thousands of hog lagoons and private septic systems have flooded, but if the past is any indication, some either already have or they will. Rachel Noble is an associate professor at the UNC Institute of Marine Sciences and specializes in microbial contaminants.
In the case of the flooding from Hurricane Floyd, stormwater and sewage, the systems were just overtaxed. And so those systems ended up resulting in there being fecal contamination in the waters.
Noble points out that the state has a robust testing and warning system for when coastal waters or shellfish like oysters are unsafe. But the population most at risk from both the flooding that will occur this week and the aftermath is low-income people who live in communities further inland. In Lenoir County, where the Neuse River runs through Kinston, nearly one quarter of the low-income people who reside in the county live in the floodplain. Jessica Whitehead is with the North Carolina Sea Grant. She says those families are less likely to evacuate and less likely to have flood insurance to deal with the destruction to property.
Each one of these disasters takes a mental toll on the people who experience it. Just being able to get off of the couch and do the work to, okay, I've got to get the claim filed. I've got the claim filed. Now what do? I need to cut out this drywall. That's an incredible amount of mental fortitude that you've got to get yourself together to do.
Later today, major rivers will begin cresting. The Neuse is expected to rise more than 30 feet in Goldsboro, nearly 2 feet higher than Floyd. If it rises just a few feet higher than predicted, officials say the Goldsboro wastewater treatment plant could be inundated. Late Sunday, Governor McCrory again repeated the dangers.
Hurricane Matthew is off the map, but it's still with us, and it's still deadly, and we're taking it very seriously. It's going to be with us for a long time.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.